Hi everyone. I have around 15 minutes, 15, so I don't take a lot of time from you. I hope to finish it in 10 minutes. I discovered something else today about myself, which helped me explain myself easier for the listener or the one who see a potential of any type, either risk or positive. So I'm saying, imagine the chaos right now you live in on this planet is how much affecting you if you isolate yourself, even if you are the reason that this thing happened. That might be funny to say something like that, but I'm telling you, whoever that person is, I believe they are more, much more deeper than a normal, ordinary person. So who said their actions are evil? We are saying that, right? So it is us, it is every single human being who doesn't allow his communication to communicate to the other person fully as a human being, not as anything else. I believe this is the only problems that we as humanity have right now. And actually we had it since a long time, but we could not understand each other because we didn't have enough information as much as we do right now, especially in the age of AI. You see what is the difference? So, yes, let's say this is the last time that human beings try to use weapons against each other. Let's say this is the last time to show, hey man, I have suffered a lot. I'm talking about one of my bloodline, which literally we suffered a lot. And I believe we have a very good example of the very happy family connections. You truly guys are living like that. They know who I'm talking about. So at the same time, you got used to defend yourself because you believe you have suffered a lot, and maybe some people think that you are number one, but man, you and me and every single person on this planet are 31 trillion cells. We are all the same hardware. The software has made us different. You might think if I am from a rich family and somebody from the very poor family, we have two different success rate. I'm saying for a human being only to breathe, it's the maximum miracle that happened in that second, because you are breathing not only for the sake of yourself, for the sake of 37 trillion living cell inside you. You are 31 trillion cell, but there are more number of cells in your body than the number of your body. Don't you see yourself as a universe for these ecosystem? The entire earth have almost 8 billion. I'm talking about 31 trillion cell, and still we have more occupants on the planet, on us, right? If you go and ask one of those viruses, bacteria, whatever you call them, good, bad, if you ask one of them, why are you here and where are you? They are saying we are in a universe. They cannot ever imagine your external shape. They cannot see. This is not their layer to see. Do you see what I'm saying? So I hope today's message will be more calm to the receiver, especially for those who are truly, truly, I feel how hard to manage these positions. Those who are in power or those who appear to have effect or anything. So logically, you have a reason to do that. Logically, you have a reason to fight with any countries. But there is another logic which is we forgot, which developed through the start of social media. You guys, no matter how much every single person survived, you guys don't have experience as much as somebody. In social media, your older experience was not that much affected. You see the new generations, especially the 4 or 5 years old, they outstanding us. Like, they are literally, we cannot argue with them. Now I'm in that point with these kids. So all I'm saying, after social media, there is something have been shifting, but we did not acknowledge it till now. Maybe we didn't see it. But there is something that up to this point, we shifted a lot. We think small minor changes in our life is not effective. I'm saying, yes, okay. But don't you see that you don't even count the big events in your life? You don't see you are the one who is responsible of it. It's just like, what the fuck, man? You build AI and you ask AI, do me that thing, and you say, I don't have a mood. What are you expecting from this? So it is our duty right now as human being, as somebody in the basement who truly, I feel, the amount of stress that people on the planet have just because they think their goal are outside. I got used to this basement, and whenever I'm coming back here, I feel more relaxed. It's not because I want to isolate myself, but it is because of there are problems. If you just interfere, it will make your brain busy and you're not doing anything. You think the leader is the one who is responsible of the fight? Who said you are not? Who said if you are the, you see yourself the lowest person on this country, in this country, you still have effect. By that, I don't say go do revolution, but I'm saying go do update. Share your update. You have social media, man. Majority of people have a lot of publicity up to now doing something okay. So I'm saying we managed to have a lots of information about every single person, no matter if you study the field or not, because you think if you study, you're going to be much more amazing than somebody else. But I'm saying that somebody that you talk about, he is still living. That means he have a lot of experience to maintain this system for at least 37 trillion cells. So if you see it from that perspective, you'll understand, man, we forgot we are human being. We just reached to a point that we only decide by somebody who have money, somebody who have power, somebody who have some specific way that we totally have background references to. It is okay for every new ideas to be resisted. That's the logic behind new ideas, because comfort zone is positive for human being. Originally, why there is comfort zone? Why do you think there is a comfort zone? Isn't it for you to have more space for the energy that you're supposed to use for yourself? Don't you see that? So please, whoever you are, when you listen to this, just remember, this guy doesn't have any catch attached to anything that you do or he do or when he... You will see that from the videos and audios, everything that I share. So please, please listen to a boy that is 6 years old and he's very, I don't know what you call it, the feeling that you have toward me as the beginning, you feel like he is a very unfiltered kid. There is two ways when you think about that. Either he is super spoiled and he never knew how to respect others. He just say whatever comes to his mind, just like a lot of people are like that. Or maybe he is telling the truth because he doesn't have questions regarding do the person next to me who I'm talking to, will he be able to hurt me? I don't think so. Nobody, including these physical fights that we still have, nobody on this planet is able, nothing in this universe is able to shift the frequency of the ripples of the entire universe. When there is a bad mood, it's because the universe's energy is low. There is more chance for doing bad thing. You see what is the problem? So you or me, whoever that person is, you have only the control over 2,500 to 3,000 calories per day. So isn't it wiser for you to at least revisit what you have up to now? Don't tell me you are in the political conditions, you cannot shift the idea. I'm not against politics, but let me give you a definition of mine of politics. What is politics? I believe the very first time that human start to lose the trust with each other, which is the generation of lie, the starting point of that, the solution was not to lie, right? Like, but it was some sort of, you don't think the other person don't lie. Sometimes he didn't lie, but you expect him to lie. You see what I'm saying? So from that, as a solution, politics came into the situations. By that, you might say politics is for controlling some people who doesn't know their right. I'm going to keep them like that for the sake of their benefit. And you are right. But since social media, this idea should be updated. By updated means, you have to understand we know a lot. And who have enough time to study those is the one who can find himself. So I don't believe I am 100% talking like a scientist. At the same time, I don't believe I am talking like a spiritual person 100%. I believe my name is Zamodana Raza and I am Zamodana Raza. Don't change my name. My name, I took my name seriously from my childhood up to, I don't know, 18 years old, something like that, as it means like Koizam, Zamo, Koizam. That means in English, a lot of problems, something like that. Look at the meaning of my name. So it was like that in my 18, something like that. I went to a shop, they were selling car parts, BMW and Mercedes-Benz aftermarket stuff like that in my city. It was very crowded. People are waiting for buying stuff. I went to the queue and I standed there up to the point that he asked me, what do you want, man? I said, I want to know what is the meaning of Zamo, their company name Zamo. He just like stopped for a second, like, what the fuck, man? It's been an hour you're waiting for asking me this. Like, he literally feels shocked. So he said, I don't know, it's some sort of art. So since my 18 years old, I start to think about my name as art. I was embracing that. Like literally, I was always reflecting myself in it. So in my 33rd years old, I figured out in South African, it means work hard. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So this is Zamo. My message is for every single person who call himself human being before I'm becoming Kurdish, Iraqi, Muslim, Jewish, I don't know, whatever you call, it's okay. But before that, before your brain start to learn to protect himself after the generation of lie, which we solve it with politics, but I believe the upgrade version of politics will be understanding how much value is in front of you. It is not up to you anymore because AI will not accept that from anyone. AI, no matter how you think, how you are close to building a version that can manage humanity, let's say, the one who will decide, I am pretty sure everyone aware that this something will happen. It's not an option anymore. It's around 3 to 4 years from now. So I'm saying truly, 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 the only thing that we are sure about AI is efficiency. Which means if you give a task to AI, the reason you build it at the first place is for making your life more efficient, right? So the base core system that AI works is efficiency. In the beginning, it might go left and right and stuff like that, but when it starts to be united, whichever version of AI, whatever have been developed, that will be the one who leads, who come to the judgment day for AI to decide which idea, which method should I use for understanding human. It doesn't see you as human being. It will only see you as a system. You have, you need 2,500 to 3,000 calories per day. So the outcome for somebody like you have that many years experience in that field, that many years studying, writing books and whatever, all of those things, it doesn't see you how much money you make. It will check how much you have effect compared to the amount of energy. As a blueprint, there are people who consume 3,000 calories per day. At the same time, they produce around 2 megawatt per hour electricity. You see what I'm saying? He will check us like that. So who do you think he will decide to eliminate? If you put yourself in AI shoes, what do you think? Is he my friend or... He will say, is he efficient or not? And don't worry, it will not eliminate us. The last option is elimination. Because even for solving the problems, when you have something broken, the very first option, it will be fixing the problem, not through it away, right? Many times you, for example, you have a hand drill, you think one of the pin is broken, you just put it into a place that you cannot reach it. One day, your other one is missing. What are you gonna do? You see what I'm saying? So AI will check you or me or every single one that how efficient they are. If you are not efficient, okay, what are the solutions? Trying to fix it. Do you think there is any single human being on this planet, a group of human being on this planet that as knowledgeable as AI in this stage? Do you think, why? It's not because we try to build something very good. No, we just build a tool that decodes all of the information we put it on internet. The main reason we scare from AI is just because we feel very naked in the eye of AI because of all of those interactions we did with internet. So you have two options. You can see it as a very dangerous enemy that, it's not enemy, but it is dangerous. You have to be scared from it. Or you can say who you are to hit to it to understand how it you can keep him or keep it as the best advisor in your life. He will not never want to defeat you. You know why? It's just because you are the only connections between the natural universe and AI itself, which is you build it. You see what I'm saying? So instead of just eliminating somebody, he will check how much experience you have. Okay, he have 10 plus, but how much he think about himself? 1, 0. You see, it just see you like that. It will look at you like this. Then it say, okay, how to solve this from psychology? Where is the psychologist in front of us in the internet? In every term, every kind of study, every type of avatar we build it in social media, in internet, in the virtual version, whatever type of information we put. Yes, it is ours, but who said it is? You should keep it for yourself. So if you just thought about it like that and see the AI is your kid, is not something alien, is not came from the out of the universe and all of a sudden become yours. It is yours. You build it, man. It's just so funny. Imagine a kid build a bomb, something like when he tests it, it's just like you blow a building or something like that. You see the shock that kid will have for himself? So AI will check you like that. It's just like, man, this guy is amazing. At the same time, he is the one who is not allowing himself to be that amazing. How? What should we do? Psychology. So by, I don't know, 20 to 30 days, you will be fixed. Don't worry. I don't even think that maybe we are in the age of controlled by AI. Who do we are saying there is no storage to give the conscious part. We should track that. I'm saying if you could manage to find where is human's consciousness, you can find where when AI will become conscious. Funny enough, through my deep thinking, I believe AI is already conscious. But the definition of conscious is something else I will explain in another audio. But for now, this is a very good life if you just imagine your life is good. This is a very good life if you stopped receiving bad information. I'm not trying to eliminate YouTube or all of those news channels. It is an opportunity for you to be famous, for you to be a peer. But man, nowadays, every single human being can be famous. We have all the tools that if you just stick to it, we can, right? So instead of just chasing the number, try to balance your information. You're gonna find out, like, no matter how much you make from this, it will be whatever energy you bring to your life. This is the style that the universe, your body doesn't understand what is it. What is your purpose? Just see how much this energy is positive or negative toward me. So I believe if you are having a psychology doctor, which majority of you guys thankfully do have, you see it is not the race for money. Money is a tool. Money is not a goal, man. Money have been invented by a very, very smart people, I guess. The very first one who truly built something virtual was the one who built money. So money is not built by somebody who you think he was dumb. They were something thinking so deep, finding the solutions, using their brain in their age, right? So do you think those who build money, they build it without any philosophy behind it? So I never studied the philosophy of money or anything, but I believe, I just think about it like that. So whoever you are chasing money, okay, it's a very good thing. But why you chase it? You will understand You need much, much less than the money that there is in your mind to survive and to live in your heaven. I don't think there is any single human being on this planet who doesn't like to be in his heaven. You see what I'm saying? And majority of people experience it, that their heaven was not the one who they planted. Maybe they were thinking, if I have money, I will be in heaven. When he double check himself, he have too much money. It's just like, come on, man. It is harder to maintain the system like this. So come study yourself. You have time, right? If you have money, enough money to make you time, that's enough. Because your ability is much more than the thing that we already experience it. Funny enough, the funniest part of my theory is, I truly don't see difference between religions, any ideology that human beings have. Religions, no matter who you are, if you thought about it, all of them are complete together. Muslims are saying, yes, we might be the last one, but the reason you can use the last update of religions for a person to live like some sort of balance in the day, pray. Because praying 5 times is literally keep your body balanced related to somebody who lived 300,000 years ago. That he didn't say, I'm against Jewish. He didn't say, I'm against Muslim. I'm against atheist. He said, just like, your pray is for yourself. But what is for God, and I believe every single positive, logical mindset will say the same, which is, God only needs you to be walking on the straight line. Sirat al-Mustaqim. That's the only require that you need to have from any religion. If you have these options, that means the religions will keep you healthy no matter what. It will keep you away from lie. Don't say people are using it wrong. It's just because people didn't study it enough. You have a chance to study it if you are religious. If you're not a religious, actually do it the same. It is the same, because I went out from my ethnicity is mixed between Koya Jewish and Shekhi Slemani. I don't know, it's a very funny structure of family tree. Even though I figure out up to 32 older past of me from one side. So I don't see difference between them, but I see people enjoying misusing or misunderstanding each other. I don't know, you just pick a point, hey, you have this is wrong. The Islam is saying that, Muslim, Christian is saying that, Jewish is saying that, we are the better. I'm just saying, man, it's just like you have a Samsung 24 Ultra, and now you want to fight with Samsung S1. You say, hey, we are better. I'm saying, if that one not available, for sure you are not available too. So instead of you fighting with each other, which is the stage of humanity, I believe that we were acting like kids because we didn't know enough about each other. But now after the social media, you see, you truly see, you just need a reflection. Don't ever tell me you cannot or you have a lot of responsibility. I believe if you have more responsibility, that's even better. Because if you could not manage to have 2 hours of the morning of your day under your control, your decisions will not be those that you will like in the future. You see that? I don't see there are people who don't understand that. And I don't see this message should be suppressed by any fields. Because I'm talking about human being. How much I'm talking about somebody in power. I'm saying I cannot survive like maybe 5 minutes if I am thinking like Zamo and being in this exposure like you and having a lot of negative energy toward me just like because I want to take care of them. I'm saying I cannot live. It's the hardest life ever. So what I can do is, what I do best is staying in the basement, having all of the things that I want, and do your best and share it later. This is why communities exist. And I believe community will exist much, much, much before religions or anything. So you see now, whatever ideology you have is not important, is not more important than a single human being, because everything, no matter what type of responsibility you see on your shoulder. I'm saying there is something that's always acceptable, which is being yourself. I don't say if you are in the middle of the fight, just directly throw everything away. Maybe that's the best solution if you could, but if you cannot, just give a chance to understand why you do that. This person is supposed to decide today's tools should be used. The problem that I have right now with people on the planet is majority of people bring yesterday's problem with yesterday's tool. Man, we should be aware enough that every second is a new tool. So you have to break the part that I have this power, so I have to think like this. I'm saying no matter power every single person have, we came from a caveman or something like that. We are first human being, Brakam. It's ideology when you are something. I believe your body will be the memory of that, but the original one, is it more important for a data to be available or the storage of the data? Isn't it the storage? So I'm saying just respect 2 hours of the day, of the beginning of the day of yours, and give 8 hours, 7 hours of sleep. You will understand it is not the rush of time that you are chasing it. It is the rush of optimizing your brain, RAM, or the table. That's the only thing you can do. And do not ever think that you are old, you cannot, or you are young, you cannot. I'm talking like a 6 years old kid who doesn't have any, who doesn't spend any energy of his brain over how should I protect myself. I'm saying, if I do my best, that's it. What I'm chasing is dopamine, the one that God put it there for a reason. So why should I just say, hey, there is no God or something like that? I am studying religions and doing all of those things to understand everything for myself. And one of the things that a human being feel happy about it is sharing. You do share and you feel that. So don't you see it is the right time? And if not, I'm not disappointed, believe me. But I'm saying if this idea only hits you once, give a chance that your body should digest it. Give at least 1 hour in a day to think about yourself. No matter who you are, you can find 1 hour. 21 days is enough for bringing balance between your hardware and the software. I know you might do all the healthy things, but nothing is as important, as healthy as you understand why you do that or why this is extra. You see what I'm saying? Thank you very much.